present early for Steve Bakken. I know he's at the State Fair today, and nobody's thinking about Christmas. It's the middle of July. He's going to be judging a milking contest and actually doing a demonstration of how to milk a cow.
You found me bag bomb?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't even know what that is.
It's heavy-duty ointment or cream. If the teeth on a cow get a little chapped, it also works great on hands.
I see. So it's skin care for a cow.
Yes, or
yeah, I got it.
Works great for people, too.
How would you know that?
I've used it before. It's great stuff. If you get real chapped, dry hands, there is nothing better.
Good enough for a cow, good enough for you.
Well, yeah, and actually a little secret is if you use it and you can go work outside, if it's a little cool, it actually keeps your hands a little warm, too.
Here's my Christmas present in July for you. Mayor Michael Bloomberg and his group known as Mayors Against Illegal Guns is planning an event in North Dakota next week. So I knew that would have you really excited that they're here. Wait, do you have a message for them, Steve, at all?
Yeah, get out.
Get out.
Get out. Don't come to North Dakota. You don't live here. You have an outside agenda that does nothing to relate to what I'm living in my life in North Dakota. You don't belong here. That would be like me going to New York and pushing an agenda that we should have open range land in New York City. That's a good place for cows. I should push that agenda there. It's not equitable. It doesn't make any sense. Don't go into somebody else's backyard and push your agenda. Leave people alone.
You know, Senator Heidi Heitkamp's position on this has been good for tourism in North Dakota. You know, Gabby Giffords and her husband first, and now a cabal of mayors. So I don't necessarily think this is a bad thing. I hope they stop at Medora and, you know, head up to the Peace Gardens, maybe go over to Cooperstown, see the missile launch facility, and, you know.
I don't know, a few people can probably take them prairie dog shooting.
Yeah, there we go. So that will be a
good thing. They might have fun with that. Yeah.
All right, so I figured that's what would be your suggestion for them, and we've asked others on our Facebook page as well what message you'd like to send to them, and so we have some of those, and we'd welcome others. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon, Steve Bakken of the State Fair in Minot, and we welcome your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Email studio@clearchannel.com. Guests today will include next hour, of course, Congressman Kevin Cramer. Wednesday, it means Talk Radio Town Hall. So Congressman Cramer takes your calls on any and all issues and the word from Washington every Wednesday.
I have a question for Kevin.
Do you? I have. I've had a question for 3 weeks. I don't get a chance to get it in because, you know, the listeners are very robust in their questioning of their member of Congress, and that's what we're here for. So
I might have to call into the show with my question then.
Yeah, maybe that's what we'll have to do.
Do that too.
I'm going to take a break and go make a phone call.
But I did see Kevin at the State Fair with his family on Sunday, so I have a question for him from the State Fair.
See, very good. Here's a question and something that's on my mind. The Senate is set to take up a energy efficiency bill, and Senator John Hoeven and other Senate Republicans are threatening a showdown over that legislation. They want to add an amendment to it for the Keystone XL pipeline. And the only way they would not do it is if President Obama set a date for a final decision on whether the project can move forward, or if Harry Reid and the Democrats agree to a separate standalone vote on the Keystone XL pipeline. You know, this is getting extraordinarily frustrating, isn't it? That we're waiting as long as we are for common sense to prevail on a Keystone XL pipeline. This is the amount of trucks it would take off the road, the amount of shovel-ready jobs it would provide.
Scott, you spend a great deal of time out in the oil patch just as I do, and you know that time is money. Most of the companies have moved on. The XL Keystone, as far as its convenience, it's not still a non-factor. I mean, it'll have an impact on North Dakota when it does get built, because I think it will get built. But most companies have moved on. Now, the shining little light in this is the fact that the companies have figured out, because time is money, and they had to get another way to get North Dakota crude out of North Dakota and get it to the refineries, get it to market, is they figured out that rail is actually just as viable, if not sometimes a better answer than what the pipelines are. Now, the pipelines are the long-term answer, because that's going to get trucks off the road, make the roads safer, not do the damage to the infrastructure here in North Dakota, western North Dakota specifically. But what they found with rail is North Dakota's crude gets discounted because of the cost of shipping it to market. With rails, you can circumvent some of that discount, because if you can get a better price over here, you can send it over there via rail. If you get a better price over there, you can send it over there via rail. So,
and by the way, what you've just described is the market finds a way, right?
So exactly.
Congress delays and putzes around with this, and it's not Congress, this is the president. This has been, you know, pure kowtow to your base. And go there. And by the way, I might add, the person we ought to be hearing from now is Heidi Heitkamp, not John Hoeven, right? Because John Hoeven has been tireless and tenacious and doing everything in his power to try and keep this thing in the forefront. But Heidi Heitkamp, of course, as the Democrat here, has more sway with the president. He's the holdout. So
I had Senator Heitkamp on Energy Matters yesterday afternoon, and we addressed that. She is pushing hard. She gets a lot of flack from the Democratic caucus in Washington, D.C., because of her stance on energy. And she flat out came. Yeah, our biggest problem, this is what she said yesterday. Our biggest problem is the fact that we don't have an energy problem or energy policy. You know, it would be easier to work around if you had an administration that had an anti-energy policy.
Here's my
take on
that.
We don't have that. It's none.
To tell you that on a North Dakota radio program is great. I want to hear her say it on, you know, Meet the Press. I want to see it in Politico. I want to see it in, you know, in other words, it's not effective to come out and say that to your constituents that you're upset about the Obama administration. Say it to them. And say it so everybody can hear it. Start a debate in the Democratic caucus. And, you know, it's Republicans and Democrats in the Congress. It's the president. I'm just tired of this. It's ridiculous. And it's real, I think, symptom of a larger problem. You're right. The market right now has made up for this. And there's a lot of rail, that has answered this need. But that's a failure of Congress and a failure of the president to act on something that's caused that. And by the way, because now of what happened in Quebec, North Dakota crude and the accident there. You see this proposed rail facility in Washington State that also would take North Dakota crude is being the subject of all kinds of protests now because of the accident. So there's also a safety element here again. Pipelines are more safe than rail.
Yes.
Now, rail's safe, right? I mean, when you think about how much oil gets to market by rail safely, I don't like the skies falling, but clearly, you know, pipelines are
but
not
until
even
you
safe
can eliminate yet. Until you can eliminate all aspects of human error, what's the safest? Pipelines. It's pipelines. Rail, extremely safe. You know, are there accidents occasionally? Yes, and you clean them up. You make it whole. It's tragic, but it doesn't matter if we're talking an oil train or if we're talking a 100-car pileup because of a snowstorm or heavy fog.
You've got our view. Let's get yours. 800-228-0550. John and Medina, you're next to go on What's on Your Mind. What is on your mind, John?
Yeah, I just heard you talking about, you know, Heidi Heitkamp. And, of course, when she's back here, she says, I am fighting for use of more fossil fuels. Meanwhile, the leader of her party and the leader, you know, the other leaders of the Democrat Party are all doing everything they can to stop the use of fossil fuels. And Heidi Heitkamp, just the same as Dorgan, Conrad, and Pomeroy did before her, are going to vote for every bill, for every regulation, and for all these liberal judges who put this stuff off limits for people to develop. So, on the one hand, they say they're for the use of, you know, coal and oil and stuff like that, but then they sit around and tell us that they're a potted plant and they can't do anything about it because some judge said and it's a, you know, that we can't use it, or we can't do this, or we can't do that, or we can't build the XL pipeline. And they're the ones who put that judge in play.
John, I got a quick question for you. Is it better to have a fox in the hen house, or somebody on the outside of the fence looking in?
Well, what's that mean?
I like the fact that Heidi's a Democrat and she's working within her own political caucus in Washington, because she's butting heads with them. She really is, and she's trying to get things done.
See, I don't believe that. I mean, Dorgan and Conrad said that stuff for 40 years, and we sopped that stuff up. And,
John, we're up against the break. Appreciate the comments. We'll see if others agree with you. 800-228-0550. Back to more of What's on Your Mind coming up.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability, and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour, or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent, where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300, or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennin, and this is What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Also coming up at 9:30, Betty Grandy. She is the sponsor of the heartbeat legislation that was stopped in court this week. We're going to have her reaction. That is coming up at the bottom of the hour. What do you want to weigh in on? Is it the mayor's anti-gun coalition coming to North Dakota, coming to Fargo? Is it energy with Senator Heidi Heitkamp? Or what is it, Williston? David, what's on your mind today?
Morning.
Good morning, David. What you got going on today?
For years here in North Dakota, we were able to haul oversized, overweight loads with a self-issue permit. Just we have a permit in our trucks We go to the state for $10 a year. We get a supplement, which is basically an analysis of our vehicles. They give it to us, and then we buy $20 permits from the state of North Dakota, and we fill them out as a needed basis as we haul a load that is oversized or overweight. The state now, and when I was in Bismarck and talked to the gals at the Capitol, they said it comes through the legislature or through the legislation that they're changing it to an online system, and it's really kind of a pain in the butt. The system doesn't work, and now everybody that's hauling oversized is supposed to go online and get these permits every time we want to move us a load. And you know, whether the state, you know, the Capitol's internet goes down or their system doesn't work, I can't get permits to haul the loads that I've promised my customers to get there. My internet goes down, I can't get the permits to haul the load. And then their system doesn't work. And it's a new system, and I understand that there's going to be bugs in it. What I want to know is why can't we do like the state of Montana? Now, I haul heavy stuff and stuff that's just dimensional. A lot of times we haul these 400-barrel tanks around here in the oil field. They only weigh 9,000 pounds each. They don't weigh nothing, but they're 12 foot wide. In Montana, I go to the Capitol for $100. I get an annual permit, and all I have to do is have that in my trucks, and we can haul these dimensional loads, you know, that are just oversized, not overweight, all over the state of Montana as long as we don't go any low clearance issues. But we don't have to fill out another permit. They told me at the state this new system is not a revenue gathering system, but it is. I mean, they would lose a lot of money, which I'm pretty sure the state could afford a little bit right now. I guess they're not broke, but I think they could afford a little. And I'm wondering why they have to make things more difficult instead of making them simpler for us to do. I mean, I want to follow the rules. I don't want to get busted and have, you know, and not have permits. But what are we supposed to do when the system isn't working for us? The system they impose that we have to use is not working. And then here we sit with loads that we're supposed to be hauling. And a lot of times here in the oil field, they say, well, you know, they told me down there, well, you're just going to have to start a day or two in advance. Well, a lot of times for this stuff, we don't know a day or two in advance. The customer calls, and what happens to me is if I'm trying to do it right, I lose that business from my customer because they'll find somebody that's here that'll just bootleg it in and do it. You know, they'll just go do it and not get the permit and roll the dice on not getting caught, which if you've been up here in oil country at all, there's a good chance you're not going to get caught because they don't have nearly enough officers to enforce what they have in place.
So every time you have one of these oversized loads, you need a separate permit? Is that what you're saying, David?
Yeah. Every time I haul an oversized or overweight load, I have to have a permit.
And you can get it online, but how long does it take online? If you go online, assuming everything's working, how long does it take you to get it?
Not very long. I mean, a lot of times I can get them within minutes if everything's working properly. And I have somebody hired that works for my company that does it.
You're just saying that. So, in other words, your concern is when the internet application process doesn't work. Then
correct.
It's an issue. All right. And has that happened so far?
Oh, over and over. I mean, it's happened many times. I've been up sitting at my computer. You know, my employees have all gone home for the day. I've been up at my computer till 12 o'clock in the morning, and finally I can get it to go through because I had to have the permit the next day. Which is my business. I do what I have to do, but I don't understand why we have to make things more difficult when the state of Montana has things in place where, you know, it's so simple, and South Dakota is simple. Minnesota is more difficult, but I've learned that Minnesota is more difficult on just about everything it does. And I don't understand why the state of North Dakota has to toe this hard line to make this difficult. And the other thing is the self-issue permits were $20 a piece, you know, for years and years. Now they're still $20, but they add, with this new system, they've also added a $15 processing fee. And, you know, they said, well, we didn't raise the price of the permits. No, but you added another fee, which to me doesn't make a lot of difference. I pass that cost on to my customers, just like every other businessman does, you know.
And When we've had Captain Mayer on before, I believe the whole rationale behind that was a little bit more oversight. And part of the reason they went to that because they're supposed to provide a little bit more flexibility. So if you do have an after-hours permit request, you can do that online. That's That was the rationale behind it. So I'm guessing it's more a question of just trying to get the bugs worked out of it. But it seems to me a $15 handling fee on top of just a $20 permit seems a little excessive.
Well, you know, and it's not going to break the bank here. What my main concern is, I don't mind having to, I'm glad they have that system in place so that when I do, and we have heavy haul stuff and we do a lot of things that are overweight, but for all of my loads that are just dimensional, the 12-foot wide load that doesn't weigh anything is not hurting these roads. All it is going down the road, it's a little bit bigger, we have signs and flags in place. Why do I have to call the state or go through this system to get a permit for that when the state of Montana will let me go to the Capitol or call the Capitol once a year, get my annual permit, I have that piece of paper in every truck, and I can go all over the state of Montana.
You've made a good point. Montana seems more efficient, David. Appreciate the call. We'll bring it up next time we have the troopers on for sure. Paul and Dickinson wants to weigh in on this. Go ahead, Paul. You're up.
Hey, comment on the permits. And I think it was what's happened before is we've had so many of these guys that have had the permits in the truck not fill them out until just in time or just before they get caught. And with the applying online, then they have it prior to the trip, and it just puts more integrity into the system. Not that this gentleman here who's a professional, but there's a lot of people that aren't out in the oil patch, and I think that's who that program is targeted to.
Perfect, Paul. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Jamie quickly in Bismarck. What's on your mind today?
Morning, guys.
We got about 60 seconds, Jamie.
Okay. Bloomberg's coming to Fargo to talk about how great his ideas on gun control are. While over the weekend in New York City, 48 people were shot, 6 of them were killed. And this is supposed to be the big anti-gun utopia in New York City where a citizen can't even exercise their Second Amendment rights. That's amazing how somebody gets shot. Have we even had 48 people shot in this state in the last 4 years? I'm not sure. I think it might be less than that. But
so your message for him is your message for him, Jamie, is what? Stay home and deal with your own problems there?
My message for him is what you're pushing on everybody doesn't work, Mayor. Maybe we should have Governor Dalrymple come there and tell you a thing or two about letting people exercise their rights.
There you go. By the way, the mayor is not coming now. It was initially announced that he was coming, but it's his group that's coming. Others on our Facebook page have said, hey, Mr. Mayor, after you eat this Big Mac, supersize, and drink this 32-ounce Coke, go home. Leave us alone, says Carol. Les says go home. If you should retire the rest of your life, now you've seen God's country. Well, there you go. Anyway, more coming up. Don't go away, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5-year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at schwanncadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. question by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef5mm.com.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade and EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be at MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
We are back, Steve Bakken, at the State Fair today, getting set for that milking contest and an actual demonstration, believe it or not.
Find my utter bomb.
For the participants before it happens. It, by the way, at the State Fair today is co-op day. What else is happening out there at the State Fair today?
Well, there's a little concert. I know that. Actually,
Sawyer Brown.
Big events. Yeah, Sawyer Brown. I have not seen a Sawyer Brown show for a while. And there is no better energy show. I don't care if it's country, rock, pop, whatever genre of music you like. You're looking for a high energy show. Mark from Sawyer Brown puts one on. It's an incredible show. And last night they wrapped up the NPRA championship bull riding last night over at the All Seasons Arena. But if you still got your taste for rodeo, the Ranch Rodeo Championships take place tonight and tomorrow night. So Wednesday and Thursday night, that starts at 7 o'clock over at All Seasons Arena.
But, I mean, despite all that great entertainment, the cow milking contest at 4 o'clock in the Expo Barn will be something that I definitely want to say. So.
Well, one of the other things, too, is today is co-op day with all the ag co-ops putting on today. They had a pancake breakfast from 7:30 to 9:30 this morning, pancakes and sausage. But the best part is this afternoon from 2 until 3:30, free ice cream social.
Now, there you go.
You know what I discovered yesterday after I got off the air and I was walking around a little bit?
Something better than free ice cream?
The two things I absolutely positively have to have at the State Fair, funnel cakes and footlong corn dogs. Yesterday was terrific Tuesday, half-price footlong corn dogs everywhere. I had three.
Not only were there corn dogs, they were cheap corn
half
dogs.
Half price. I had three throughout the day. Well, I had to compare the different booths and see who had the best one. So I was judging a little bit of my own there yesterday.
Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us next hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall. And we had a lot of calls yesterday about a judge's ruling in North Dakota. U.S. District Judge Daniel Hovland, who's a federal judge, ruled on North Dakota's new heartbeat legislation that was set to go into effect on August 1st that would ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. Sponsor of that legislation in the House, Betty Grandy, Republican legislator from Fargo, joins us for her reaction today on the program. Betty, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks, Scott. Steve?
Good morning, Betty.
How are you doing?
Good.
Stay off the cheese curds, though. I don't want you throwing up after being on the rides again.
Well, no. I did do that the other day, and it was a little iffy. I did not get sick, but the one you have to avoid is the big, tall, spinny, circular, go-upside-down one. Don't eat a bucket of cheese curds and then get on that one. That's bad things happen. I did learn that lesson, but we avoided complete catastrophe.
Governor Dalrymple said at the time that this law was signed into effect on March 26, called it a legitimate attempt by a state legislature to discover the boundaries of Roe versus Wade.
Absolutely.
Because the U.S. Supreme Court has allowed state restrictions on the performing of abortions, and because the Supreme Court has never considered this precise restriction, the constitutionality of this measure is an open question. That was Governor Dalrymple at the time of signing. This week, Judge Hovland has said the state has extended an invitation to an expensive court battle over a law restricting abortions that is a blatant violation of the constitutional guarantees afforded to all women. The United States Supreme Court has unequivocally said that no state may deprive a woman of the choice to terminate her pregnancy at a point prior to viability. The law is clearly unconstitutional. What's your reaction on that, Betty?
Well, as I've been quoted before, and I'll stand by, this is the normal procedure in cases such as this, where we know that there is the ability to, and there's going to be called into question whether or not this may or may not be constitutional, and that has to be challenged throughout the process. This is step one of the process. This, if he doesn't rule on it, we can't have a trial to have the discussion about it. We need to have this process so we can go to the next process. And that's just, that's how the legal system works.
So Steve, I just want a quick follow-up here. This is more about ultimately settling the question than necessarily wanting the law to go into effect August 1st in North Dakota?
Well, it would not. We knew that by August 1, we were not going to have the question answered. I mean, this would be one of those things where, I mean, as the governor even stated, you know, we have to call it into question. We were asked by the Supreme Court, and I say we, the states, in the individual states, to continue to look at two aspects, the health and safety of the mothers and the potential life of the unborn. And so we as the states over the last 40 years have continuously looked at those two issues. More and more we're seeing studies coming out that abortions do have negative effects on the moms in either physical or mental aspects of things. And we've also noticed through medical advancements in technology that what they didn't know and what, if you read the court case, they call into question what is the potential life of the unborn child. They could not answer that question 40 years ago. But we, in our society, with the great advancements we have, can look into the womb from conception to birth and see beating hearts, babies pulling away with pain, the development of what's going on in the womb. If we can educate the people so that they understand what is happening in the womb, we will see the changing of the hearts and minds of the people so that they understand that there is an unborn child who is being killed in the womb.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us at studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Betty, you and I have had this discussion before, and we're going to agree to disagree on a lot of the issues when it comes around to abortion. But when I look at this, one of the things that jumps out to me on the page, I think where the discussion probably starts is the 20 weeks. Is that a fair assessment? Is that the number that was trying to get pushed and where this is going to go on a legal battle?
We will see a push at a 20-week issue, not from North Dakota, but from the various other states, because they're already taking that challenge in other states that have passed a 20-week ban. So that will be a part of the discussion at the federal court levels. And that is a good point of discussion. And that's where even the federal, when you look at the Gosnell's cases, and there's multiple ones, whether you're looking at, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Texas, Florida, they all have those late term abortion facilities that we are finding out are, grossly inadequate in how they care and treat the women. And they are doing these late-term abortions where we are clear that there is viability, where there is pain being felt as the child is being murdered in the womb. And so in those cases, those are hitting the federal level, and they will hit the federal level first because it's a slow process. I want to offer one point of clarification that I find very interesting in this process. Is that people want to say that we as the legislature are the ones causing this cost in the lawsuits. No, when we pass a law in our legislatures, we pass a law that it will be constitutional, and it is constitutional till proven otherwise. And in that, it is the Center for Reproductive Rights attorneys out of D.C., New York, and California who have come into North Dakota and caused the lawsuits. We didn't cause the lawsuits. If the outside attorneys didn't come in to do these lawsuits, there wouldn't be a cost. The laws would go into effect, and we would move on as the citizens have spoke. The other thing that I find very interesting in all of this is a comment by Ms. Krommenacher yesterday and then a comment by the opinion board today in the paper that this is a small vocal minority of anti-abortion people and that we are a little cabal of people. Excuse me, but this vote was taken just shy of supermajority, bipartisan in both chambers of the House of Representatives and the Senate. We have the majority. We are not the small group. They couldn't even get signatures to put on a referral ballot. They are the minority trying to rule the majority. North Dakota has been pro-life from territorial days. Always has been. We were pro-life before Roe v. Wade forced abortion on the state of North Dakota. We didn't ask for this fight. We would rather not have this discussion. We know as citizens of North Dakota where we stand on this. If they would have stayed out of our state and other states as to how we stand on the issue, there would be nothing to be talking about today on it.
State Representative Betty Grandy is with us with a reaction to ruling by a court. By the way, the editorial board you're talking about is the Fargo Forum, and the woman you were speaking of was the director of the lone abortion clinic in North Dakota, the Red River Women's Clinic in Fargo. By the way, exact wording of the forum editorial says they were taking an exception to your reaction initially to this ruling this week that you suggested the judge and others didn't think a beating heart was important. They said that remark not only is insulting, it also confirms that the rule of law means little to a radical cabal of anti-abortion lawmakers.
Exactly. So, and what's interesting is they took their own article out of perspective to twist it and consider me a person of hate. Now, you two both have known me for many years. And in that, you must know that I am not a hateful person, and anybody who knows me knows that I'm not a hateful person. The pro-life people do not act out of that hateful aspect. You want to see hate? Go back and look at what happened in Texas when they did the 20-week, the pain-capable child bill. There was hate, and that was from the pro-abortion side, not from the pro-life side.
I wanted to ask you, Betty, about the cost issue, and that's one that comes up a lot from our listeners. And even the judge specifically mentioned this. He said the state has extended an invitation to an expensive court battle. I bristle a little bit at this idea. As you say, I mean, if you want to point fingers on who's to blame for the cost, if the legislature passes it, it's constitutional. If you challenge it, there's cost to defend that. That lies on those that are challenging it. But should we be talking about the cost when we're talking about a battle over when life begins?
No, and really we shouldn't. And the whole thing with that is, why do we have an attorney general's office in the state of North Dakota? It is to defend whatever laws are passed. And that's why we have one. If we didn't think that this was normal procedure, why in the world were attorney generals ever established? That is the process. We have that process in place for the EPA over clean air issues, about clean
Betty, toilets. We're up against the clock right now. We'll come back to this after the break. John, Jeff, keep holding. You guys are up next. It's What's on Your Mind.
At 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe, and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. We're talking with State Representative Betty Grandy. We want to know what's on your mind. Let's go to John in Minot. What's on your mind today, my friend?
Yeah, what I can't figure out in my own mind is how come some of these people figure it should be a felony to harm an animal, whereas it's okay to kill a human by abortion. I can't get that squared away in my mind.
You're a wise man, John. That's a head-scratcher, isn't it, Betty? I mean, some of the debates we have, there's been some recent news about dogs being put down. There's quite the uproar filled in the front pages of the paper, yet we yawn on the human life question. John, I imagine you share John's confusion here, Betty, right?
I agree. You know, it is quite telling, and it is quite interesting to sit through the debates, and we did have quite an extensive debate on that on a number of occasions in the legislature just this past year.
you worry about the cost, John, as some in the media and the political opponents of this legislation tend to do? Do you worry about the cost of fighting this?
I really think we should try and protect life, but regardless of cost.
Well, and I think, Scott, one of the questions that really needs to be asked is, you know, under our legal system, is the majority of the population to be heard? And this is where we're at today in this debate. The majority of the population feels this way. Should they be heard? Well, yes, they should be heard, not by letting a minority suppress their voice, but to have the majority heard, and it is through this process that they are heard.
Appreciate the call, John. Thank you. 800-228-0550. What's the constitutional argument in favor of this legislation prevailing? When you have a judge now, a federal judge says it's clearly an invalid and unconstitutional law. I mean, that's legalese, but what's the constitutional argument in favor of this? What's the counter to that? What will be argued in court?
How will the attorneys for in favor of this bill proceed?
Yeah, how will they argue on the constitutional side of it? Because he's you know, forcefully saying it's unconstitutional.
Well, you know, and it is the way he reads it and the way it stands right now, that's the opinion. And so what we need to do is go in and bring apart what I had kind of talked about earlier, and that was the question that has been brought forth by the Supreme Court that the states have the duty or the position of determining what is the potential life of the unborn child. And where are we now in our society understanding the health and safety of the mothers? Those are our arguing points. And we can show, you know, through technology that we have a child in the womb. And we can show that there are safety and health concerns dealing with abortion for women. And so those are the cases that need to come forth, and we would be bringing forth cases from women that would state such, and cases where we can show the technology of what's happening in the womb. And that's just a portion of it. I mean, I'm not the attorney on the case. There are multiple people working on that. We have been receiving information and talking to people from all over this country that wish to help and are bringing information to the attorneys that are in charge of this case through the Attorney General's office. And they have come forward with a great deal of that information, and I can't speak on the specifics of that.
Betty, what's the timeline? You said that the August date wasn't really, it was about getting the discussion started. What is the timeline for getting through the court case?
Well, the courts work in their own time frames.
Would you like to see?
I would like to see this be expedient in the process, but I think that it's going to take at least a year to even get through to appellate court. And that would be moving pretty quick. I've never dealt with court cases through the federal process, through the district area right now. So I don't know how their timeframes actually work. I mean, to me, the sooner the better, but I want it to be done thoroughly and I want it to be done open and honestly so that the truth will prevail.
One more quick call before we let you go. George and Richardson, go ahead quickly for Betty Grandy. George?
How come if I'm involved in a car accident, there's a pregnant woman and she gets killed and she's pregnant, I can get charged for manslaughter for killing that pregnant woman with the fetus, but a lady can go in and have an abortion and that's legal then? That doesn't make no sense. It's like two-faced.
I agree completely. That's just what the courts have decided and how they have put things into place, and that's why we need to challenge it.
And ultimately, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to put a precedent in there that decides when is life. And in this case, you've drawn the line on a heartbeat. Does a heartbeat represent a life, yes or no? And that's ultimately the question you want answered in court, right?
That's correct.
Comes with a cost, and but so does every piece of legislation that's challenged by opponents. Betty Grandy, Representative from Fargo, her reaction to this ruling that a lot of folks had questions about yesterday on the program. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Betty.
Congressman Kevin Cramer. Yeah, we said an echo in unison. Straight ahead.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesson Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands-on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach our crews to evaluate the data at the well site, and that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work, and we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.